The Ukraine crisis has implications for Greece. 100 kids make a big difference in Nepal's disaster zone. And the impact of Russia's adoption ban will be viewed firsthand. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Leaders of Brazil, India, China, and South Africa are meeting in Russia this week at the 7th annual BRICS Summit. The Ukraine crisis is at the top of their agenda, and Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird says you might want to pay attention to this.
This situation has huge implications for the world. I mean, there's a lot of animosity developing.
We've got more details in the article at missionnews.org, plus the impact on Greece. For now, the Ukraine crisis isn't going away anytime soon. Neither are the needs.
The families that have been displaced, sometimes their needs hit 6 months to a year after the fighting in their area ends.
Hundreds of families are pouring into churches every day looking for answers. Now, at our website, you can help SGA meet physical needs and share the hope that can only come through knowing Christ.
We just ask people to continue to pray that God would open hearts. Our biggest prayer is for revival as a result of this tragedy.
If ISIS was within 3 miles of your doorstep, you probably wouldn't stick around for very long, would you? But Iraqi Christians in a small town outside of Mosul are. Open Doors USA says they're staying to make Christ known as Iraqi forces fight to take back Ramadi from Islamic State control. If successful, they'll be one step closer to retaking Mosul. Until then, will you keep these brave Iraqi Christians in your prayers? Pray for their safety and ask the Lord to bless their efforts. This is Mission Network News. U.S. Vacation Bible School students climbed Mount Everest. Well, Mount Everest of giving, that is. They surpassed the $1,200 goal to help Nepali earthquake survivors through Baptist Global Response. Nepal's government says around $7 billion are needed to rebuild affected areas. Money raised by the kiddos is only a drop in the bucket, but it'll give shelter and God's word to about 20 families. Ask the Lord what you can do to help. What do Christmas ornaments, coffee beans, and bow ties have in common? Well, all are sold on the Latitudes online store, a business's missions branch of Pioneers USA. The nonprofit program is selling homemade products made all over the world. Pioneers' Mark Latham says people behind these products are from areas characterized by poverty. Now, the funds earned by the online store go right back into the communities.
Ultimately, no one on our team in the U.S. or our workers in the field profit off of what we sell. The funds go into the business operations and employing the local people.
At each location, they promote church planting ministries, and some businesses even have daily devotions or in-house churches.
If we're to be like Christ, we have to meet the needs of those that we're working with, those that we're engaged with in relationship.
You can go to our website to get a link to the online store and see a wide variety of homemade products for sale. And it's been illegal for Americans to adopt from Russia for nearly 3 years now, and it's affecting the orphanages. Kim Blount is traveling with Orphan Outreach this month.
They're much more crowded than they were in years past when we were there, just because less children are able to be adopted.
While the caretakers are doing the best they can, most kids aren't getting a lot of one-on-one time. Well, that's just one reason an Orphan Outreach team is heading to the country next week.
Basically, what we do is come in and spend time with the children doing games and crafts and mainly getting to know them and getting a relationship with them so we are able to share the stories of Jesus and his love with the children.
They're also visiting orphans who have aged out of the orphanage system, young people who can be sponsored through Orphan Outreach.
There's in-staff workers as well that continue working with them throughout the year, setting up places for them to live, helping them get jobs and education.
But they can only sponsor kids with your help. Find links at our website and pray for the team to have success in sharing the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like news that will help you pray for current events around the world more effectively? Get the Mission Network News daily news updates absolutely free. Just go to missionnews.org, click on the banner at the top, fill out the information, and you'll receive them every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.